live and local,
across the city
and South Cambridgeshire.
This is Alex Elbrow.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
The University of the Third Age in Cambridge, also known as U3AC, is having an open day next week, and I'm really pleased that Tim Eubank, the chair, joins me today to tell us more about it. Hello, Tim. How are you?
Good morning, Alex. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to be on your show.
Firstly, could you explain what the U3AC is?
Sure. It's an educational charity that's been around for in Cambridge for virtually 40 years. It's actually a French concept, and it's also existed in another form in the US, where it's known as lifelong learning. And it's a volunteer-led educational charity that exists in various forms all over the country.
Wow. So how many members do you have in Cambridge? And what sort of classes are these, or courses?
Currently, we have about 2,500 members.
Wow.
And we are looking in the academic year that's about to begin to have 350 courses, which broadly fall into three categories. You could say traditional classroom subjects like history. We have 11 different languages taught at different levels, and literature. So that would be the first category. The second one would be, we categorize as leisure. So there's a big group of people who play bridge, play board games, mahjong, crosswords, Scrabble, bird watching club, that kind of thing. And then the third group is more physical activity. So there's a lot of walking clubs, different days of the week, distances and so on. Badminton, dance, table tennis, Tai Chi. There's a wide range of activities.
My goodness, there is an amazing amount. And you say they're volunteer-led. So how does that work?
So all the tutors, with one or two exceptions, are members of the organisation who themselves offer courses. So quite a few people will have been involved in teaching, or either university of teaching or in college in the past, and they have a specialist knowledge, and they will run courses or lead activities. And of course, being in Cambridge, we're uniquely positioned because there are so many people who know stuff about all sorts of things.
That sounds amazing. And is it open to a certain age range, or what's the criteria for becoming a member?
Our charitable objectives define anybody who's no longer in full-time work. Now, realistically, that means mostly people who are retired, but it doesn't have to. But the majority of people would be retired.
Oh, that's excellent. And I believe you've got an open day next week. When is that, and what's that all about?
The open day, you're quite right, we do. It's next Monday between 10 o'clock and 2 o'clock at our offices, which are on Bridge Street, the top end of Bridge Street, just before you get to the river on the right-hand side, above Wildwood Restaurant.
Oh, that's a good, good landmark.
Remember that. And it's the idea is it's an opportunity for people who are thinking about joining to come and talk to members of staff, and we'll have some tutors there as well, and also look around the premises and get a sense of what the classrooms are like. You know, we've done quite a bit of work to make them as COVID compliant as we can. They're all air conditioned. They all have opening windows and so on.
And those would be for all the ones like the board games or the lectures, yeah, rather than the kind of physical ones, which I guess are done wherever, like the walking ones, you go out into wherever you're going to be walking that day.
Yes. Also, those are the sort of traditional classroom based, and then as you say, the leisure activity, and then the others will be in other facilities. So we use Kelsey Kerridge, we use some of the university facilities, and there are one or two very big meetings that are held in places like the Friends Meeting House, for example.
Oh yes. So all within easy reach of Cambridge.
All in the city centre. Well, apart from the walking, which can be
anywhere
accessible.
So from your experience, Tim, why do you think people become members of the U3AC?
The majority of people who join U3AC join on the recommendation of a friend. And in the first instance, when people look at the programme, they will join because there is something, some of the content is of interest, be it a classroom-based course or an activity. But having said that, once they join, they will then find that, you know, it's a very sociable place as well. So it's an opportunity to both structure their week, as in put events into the week, and to make new friends. The other thing that's changed in the course of the last year is, like all organisations, we've had to adapt. And so a year and a half ago, we were only doing face-to-face meetings in classrooms, whereas The last year, it's been almost entirely remote working on online via Zoom. And what we're planning in this autumn term is there will be a combination of the two. There'll be face-to-face meetings, which are about 60% of them. And then there will be the remaining 40 will either be Zoom or some combination where there are some people in the classroom and some people who are remote, depending on their circumstances and what's most convenient for them.
Well, that sounds really good and a really good way to involve everybody within the organisation. And so no one is left out. That's great. And so if people want to get involved about either the open day or just get involved to find out what the classes are and how they can join for next term from September, how do they do that?
OK, so for the open day, anybody's welcome to just show up. So between it's 10 and 2, there's no need to book. We will control the numbers and make sure that there's no congestion. But so that's arriving on the day for next Monday. Alternative, you want to find out a little bit about us, the easiest thing is to have a look at our website, because that will list all our courses. So the website is u3ac.org.uk. And you can get a sense from that of the range of courses. The last alternative is to call up and speak to one of our office staff. So our number is a Cambridge number. It's 321-587. We'll be able to tell you more about the organisation.
That's great. Well, thank you, Tim. That sounds absolutely fascinating. And I'm definitely going to be looking on that, see if I can find a course I'd like to do too. So thank you very much for your time and good luck with the open day next Monday.
Cambridge 105 Radio.